Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is September the 16th, 2021. Well, today we are going to see how the gospel is so much more than the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ by recognizing how love is shown through the gospel. And so the title, The Gospel, Love. Most of us have probably heard the scripture, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that is true. It is love that pushed Jesus to the cross. However, we want to see today that the love of Christ extends beyond the cross. First, we understand that the love of Christ extends beyond the cross because it was in place before the cross. Ephesians 1:4 explains this perfectly. He tells us, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And so we understand that he chose us before the world began. He chose us that we would be holy and without blame before him in love. The love which Jesus has for his own began before the world began. We also see that love extends beyond the cross because we see that we are before him in love. Gill says this about that phrase, that they might be sanctified by him here and perfectly holy hereafter, and be without fault and blame both in this life as instilled by the righteousness of Christ and as washed in his blood, and in the life to come, being entirely freed from all sin and without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. So we see the love of Christ extends all the way to the world to come. The love of Christ, which extends to us throughout this life, is difficult for us to understand. Our own understanding of love is conditioned by merit. We think that love is because of action. However, the love which comes from the gospel is not conditioned by merit. God doesn't love us more because we are better Christians. Neither does he love us less because we sin. That's what he expects us to do. We're in the flesh and we're sinners and he expects us to sin. He expects us to respond differently when we find out we do sin. But anyway, he understands that we sin. And the love which extends from the gospel never diminishes and never fails. Dane Ortlund, in his book, Gentle and Lowly, The Heart of Christ for Sinners and Sufferers, explains how the love of Christ is extended to us through kindness. Let me see if I can find that passage real quick. Ephesians 2:7. Don't know if I've got Ephesians 2 and verse 7. That in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Don't know if that's an exact quote, but it's close. And so we see that God extends his kindness to us. Here's how Ortlund explains that. The word kindness here implies all sweetness and all candidness and all friendliness and heartiness and all goodness and with his whole heart. Those in union with him are promised that all the haunted brokenness that infects everything, every relationship, every conversation, every family, every email, every awakening to consciousness in the morning, every job, every vacation, everything will one day be rewound and reversed. In other words, everything which we think separates us from the love of the Son for us will be removed. One day we will see how Jesus loved us all the way. Having loved his own that were in the world, he loved him until the end. And so his love covered us while we walked upon the earth. Gospel love extends into us in our brokenness. Actually, the love of Christ is experienced more in our brokenness than in walking uprightly, because it's when we are broken that we sense the love of Christ, that he comes and wraps us in his arms and draws us to himself. The point is this, the love of Jesus is just not temporary. It is displayed on the cross, and his love is eternal and is displayed every day in the life of the believer. And so you understand the gospel love is effectual, everyday, eternal love. And you can experience it every day. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray today that you will help us, help your people to see your love. Lord, help them to see that in their time of deepest need, your love is flowing to them. Lord, help them to see that sin does not push you away, but draw you nearer to them. Help us to understand how your love for us is like the father of a sick child whose love grows stronger as the sickness attacks the child. Lord, we are infected by sin. Help us to see your love grow stronger for us as sin captures our lives. Help us to see that even though we are sick with sin, your love never fails. Lord, today we thank you for your everlasting love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark telling you to enjoy the gospel love. Until tomorrow, have a good day. Bye.